What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your
and
host,
aloha.
Michael Rivero.
Sorry, I cut off my own introduction there. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And they've had a little bit of a whoopsie with an F-35. Apparently, this was at Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort. And it happened all the way back in October of 2016. But for some reason, it's just coming out now, where they grounded this aircraft because of a midair fire caused by a faulty weapons bay bracket. And it rendered the aircraft unsafe to operate. And apparently, the cost to repair the damage from the fire was more than the aircraft cost, so they're not going to do it. Now, my concern with that is that when you make a weapons system, when you make a weapon, something that it should be of paramount importance is the ease of repair, because you're getting shot at out there. And one of the things that you would see on airplanes, ships, vehicles during World War II, they were designed to be repaired by people in the field. And today's high-tech aircraft just seem to be like one piece of damage is going to put it out of commission, which is what happened here. Now, the plane is not officially listed as lost yet. Apparently, this is why we're just hearing about it now. They're saying it might still be used as a trainer for maintenance or as a museum piece. But I guess it was such an embarrassment, they wanted it kept under wraps. Okay. All right. Once again, we're getting warnings from over in Japan that the radioactive water being stored at the Fukushima power plant is approaching the limits. They have literally run out of room. Sometime you ought to take Google Earth and go on over to the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, and you will see all of these giant storage bladders and tanks all over the place. The water treatment plant never worked out. The ice wall didn't work. And they don't know what to do with it. And by the way, Google Earth has this cool little function called the time slider. And if you look, there's this little icon with a clock with an arrow pointing counterclockwise. And you click that and you have access to historical photos of the same exact area. And you can rewind it back quite a few years and just see over the time how all of these bladders and tanks just keep piling up and piling up. And they don't know what to do with it. Japanese officials have no plans to dispose of it, which means at some point it's just going to start running back into the Pacific Ocean again. Okay. Now, over on Mars, as you know, they're having a major dust storm, and they are impressive. They can cover the entire planet. And Curiosity sent back a selfie that it took of itself in the middle of the dust storm. And it took multiple pictures that they were able to edit together, so you don't actually see the arm coming out to take the selfie. They've used that technique before. But there's obviously concern about the buildup of dust on the spacecraft itself. And, of course, Opportunity, which relies on solar power rather than a radioisotope thermoelectric generator, has now shut down. And the flight controllers think that Opportunity is just waking up every once in a while to see if it's getting enough light on its solar panels to charge the batteries, at which point it will automatically switch itself back on. But if the dust storm lasts long enough, Opportunity's batteries could go completely dead, and there's no more waking up from that. So, bad times on the red planet, as it were. Now, Japan has a probe, the Hayabusa 2 spacecraft, and it's closing in on an asteroid ahead of a planned rendezvous just a few days from now. We reported, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, where the asteroid was now visible in the cameras. Now they're close enough where they're able to see rocks, geographical features, craters. And interestingly enough, it's not exactly round. It's kind of got like two pyramids stuck together, like a fluorite crystal. But at one point, they're going to circle it a few times, and then they're going to learn all kinds of new things. Okay, here's a disturbing statistic. This just came out today. According to the CDC, one out of every 36 children in the United States has autism. One out of every 36. In 1980, it was one in 10,000. There is obviously a crisis here, but it's being ignored. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're seeing all kinds of new illnesses sweeping our population. Peanut anaphylaxis, autism, Crohn's disease. I think it's time to start asking how many of these illnesses and conditions are side effects of prescription pharmaceuticals. And obviously the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know that. They want you to just come back and buy another drug. But looking at these numbers, in 1980, one out of every 10,000 children had autism. Today, it's one out of every 36. Now, the costs of taking care of these autistic children are mounting. It is becoming a huge expense for the nation as a whole. At some point, if this trend continues, we're going to reach a point where there are going to be so many autistic people, it's going to take the entire non-autistic population to take care of them. And at that point, our industry and our society collapses. Now, I'm hoping that Robert Kennedy Jr. is aware of this new CDC statistic. He's still out there writing articles about vaccine safety. The corporate media, of course, is totally ignoring him, because corporate media has sold its soul to pharmaceutical advertising, which is very profitable. You see all those commercials all over the TV. Yes, new Wizzo cream, rub it where it hurts. And then there's that little voice at the end of the commercial going on about how use of this drug could lead to all kinds of problems like death. But it makes money, and that means it's okay. Over in Great Britain, the chief inspector of schools is accusing parents of trying to medicate away their children's hyperactive behavior. This is head of Ofsted, Amanda Spielman, made the comments revealing that the use of Ritalin and other smart drugs has doubled in the past decade. There were nearly 1.5 million prescriptions for the drugs last year, compared with less than 700,000 10 years prior. Now, Dr. Tom Booth, who studied the DNA of Cheddar Man, is out there offering a cautionary tale about these ancestry websites that claim to reveal whether your ancestors were Viking or Saxon or Roman. And he says they're complete bunkum. And he says that any results from these websites from before 300 years ago are likely to be inaccurate. And he says these results that link to populations pre-1000 AD, basically everyone could have been an ancestor at that stage. You go back far enough, we're related to everybody. Everybody's related to everybody else. Plus, as you may be aware, these DNA testing websites do turn over copies of your DNA results for government files here. Now, this is a very, very bizarre story. This came out of government slaves here, and it actually happened a little while ago. But out in Joshua Tree National Park, there was this couple just out exploring the deserts. It's a very beautiful area. I've been there myself. And their ATV got a flat tire. And because they did not have a spare, they were traveling much slower than they would have if they'd had four properly inflated tires. So they're just trying to limp on back to where they can get the ATV tire fixed. Now, apparently on June 10th at about 11 p.m., they came face-to-face with federal agents who the couple said immediately opened fire on them. And in the hail of bullets, Denise was struck in the head and hand before the Bureau of Land Management agents ceased fire. Now, predictably, the police are telling a different story. The Riverside County Sheriff's Office is saying that the couple were in a restricted area and failed to heed Bureau of Land Management officer commands to stop. Now, here is my question for this. I wonder what the federal government is hiding out in Joshua Tree National Park and why any portion of the park would be off limits to the public. Why is there even a restricted area? And it does sound to me like the BLM agents shot first and asked questions later, because obviously if you're out there, you're on an ATV, you're not armed yourself. And if they come up and say, halt, you're going to halt. That's just common sense. Now, for all you gun enthusiasts out there, the new statistics are civilians now have 5.5 times more guns than all the governments combined on Earth. That's how popular personal firearm ownership has become. And apparently this is an issue that is driving millennials away from the Democratic Party. This shooting is fun. And in a nation where it can be 20 minutes before you get a response to a 911 call, you have a right to defend your home. That's what the Second Amendment is all about here. All right, over in Minnesota, there's a group of parents, over 1,200 of them. They're suing to shut down Child Protective Services over what they're describing as legally kidnapping children. And apparently what's been going on is because Child Protective Services budget is dependent upon how many children are under their care. They're usually very eager to start taking kids away from their parents on the flimsiest of excuses. And apparently it's gotten really out of control over in Minnesota, and the parents are suing to basically stop it. Now, obviously, nobody wants to see a child being abused. But in some cases, the Child Protective Services are acting on hearsay, gossip, supposition, guesswork, because the goal is to get that kid, to get that revenue stream going on. Alrighty. Now then, as you know, below the equator, it is their winter. It's our summer, their winter. Did you know Australia actually celebrates two Christmases? They have one in December, but that's the middle of their summer. And so for all those traditionalists, in the middle of their winter, they'll have a second Christmas. There's a place up in the Blue Mountains that gets all decorated up, and you can go play in the snow, and it's a lot of fun. But they've been hit with an extreme cold front, and people are being warned of dangerous conditions along Australia's east. And the bad news is it looks like it's going to get colder. Now, here in the Northern Hemisphere, where we are in the middle of summer, just went through the solstice, it's snowing in Newfoundland. Now, remember, when you are in the northern latitudes, you get more sunlight during the day. Newfoundland gets more sunlight during the day than we do here in Hawaii because we're close to the equator. So it should be very warm up there. But they got snow, which brings us to this article down here that came on out of Zero Hedge. And it's by Martin Armstrong. And it's basically saying there are 30 years of global warming forecasts, and they have all failed. And he's going on back to 1988, when then NASA scientist James Hansen started all this by testifying before the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources and tried to make the link between carbon dioxide and greenhouse effect and observed warming. And that was the start of this whole global warming hysteria. And everybody leapt on board, especially Al Gore, and said, oh, yes, we can tell the people they're destroying the planet and they'll pay us taxes to save the world. And they'll let us tell them what to do with their lives. And you need to watch out for some key phrases from people who are on TV. High degree of confidence. Thus and such, thus and such. High degree of confidence. Basically means they're guessing. They don't really know. Those are the same words used to invade Iraq. We have a high degree of confidence Saddam has nuclear weapons. So why does anyone ever believe those in government? They can't even forecast the GDP accurately. They're fudging the numbers here. But yeah, anytime somebody says the science is settled or we have a high degree of confidence, it means they don't really know. They don't have the facts. They're just pushing an agenda here. Over in Akron, Ohio, you guys are going to love this one. Apparently, two Akron firefighters are on paid leave for making porn at the fire station. Now, the two firefighters are not assigned to the same station. They were known to be in a long-term relationship, but apparently they used one of the fire stations to make their own porn videos. Over at CERN, they've just started a major upgrade to boost the capacity of CERN's giant particle smasher, the Large Hadron Collider. And the work involves heavy engineering at the two main sites in Switzerland and France, which are run by Europe's physics lab CERN, which sits right on the border between Switzerland and France. And this will allow it to operate at a much higher luminosity mode from where it was back just 2 years ago. So this major upgrade will improve the performance of the LHC by increasing the number of collisions in large experiments and boosting the probability of the discovery of new physics phenomenon. Well, it sounds really good. It sounds really good. But I have a concern, and I think it's a legitimate concern that nobody has really addressed. Now, particle physicists used to joke that studying atomic particles was like taking two mechanical watches and smashing them together and then try and figure out what the watches look like from the gears and springs and levers and hands and stuff that flew on out. Well, you can take that analogy one step further. If you smash those clocks together hard enough, you might break individual teeth off the gears. You might break levers in two, and they'll fly out of the collision as discrete objects. But clearly, they were not discrete, independent objects prior to the collision. And so you have to raise the question as to whether the new particles they claim they're getting out of the Large Hadron Collider are actually a part of nature or artifacts of the experimental process itself. And frankly, I can't think of a way to solve that conundrum one way or the other. But they just bang away at their particle accelerators and, you know, they've got funding to go on working. And they think they found the God particle, which tells you that the Large Hadron Collider is really just another device for communicating with the gods, like Stonehenge or the pyramids or the cathedrals and so forth. It's an expensive church. And all of this because of this insistence that we go on believing in the Big Bang and that supreme moment of creation by some divine force. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Please join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, as you know, the World Cup is still going on, coming up on the finals. And apparently the Australians lost to Peru in what is a very controversial decision where Peru was awarded a half goal. And there's a concern that somebody was offsides. So the arguments are starting on that one. But apparently... the Swedes are having so much fun at the World Cup celebrations. The city has run out of beer. And this is in Nizhny Novgorod. Wasn't quite prepared for the Swedish invasion. And we need a humanitarian drop of beer. Over in Portland, as you know, there is a group called Occupy ICE. And it's out there protesting the separation of children, the detaining of the immigrants, basically pushing the open borders agenda. And they built up this huge, huge tent city. And apparently today they were trying to build a barricade. The police have now ordered them to disperse. And at one point, apparently, there were some pepper balls being fired at the people building the barricade. And the ICE protesters basically tried to tie the federal building's doors. So that's beginning to heat on up, and we may see an actual confrontation there. Okay. Ever wonder where the plastic you throw in the trash goes? Well, amazingly enough, that plastic, which is not recyclable, was actually being sent to China. China, for a fee, was accepting the world's trash, and now they've decided they need to stop. And China has banned the importation of plastic waste. And basically, they're talking about 110 million tons of plastic. That's a lot of plastic. Now, the ban went into effect December of last year, and the stockpiling trend figures to worsen. Now, I have an idea. Everyone's always talking about artificial intelligence and robotics. And the one area in which recycling has never worked on out is the separating of the trash into what is recyclable and what is not, separating out the glass, separating out this, separating out that. And I think that would be a really good opportunity for a major city with a trash problem, such as New York, to be basically set up an automated factory. And they pour the trash from the trash trucks in at one end, and it goes down this long conveyor belt. And these overhead robots are basically spotting specific things they're programmed to look for and then drop them into a bin behind them. And that would improve the efficiency of recycling because something does have to be done. There's no question about that. Now, not too long ago, China's Tiangong-1 space station made a fiery reentry into the atmosphere. And people are starting to wonder if maybe China is about to bring down the Tiangong-2 because it's gone through some orbital maneuvers, which at one point brought it to an altitude of just 60 miles, which is where you're definitely entering the atmosphere. So it looks like what China is planning to do, unlike Tiangong-1, which just sort of came down wherever Isaac Newton said it was going to come on down. It looks like China is planning to have a controlled descent for Tiangong-2. Now, these were very early attempts at space stations by China. They're very small, and they're not being used anymore. And definitely getting the junk out of orbit would be a good idea. Now, these days, there are treaties that require satellites in Earth orbit, geosynchronous orbit, to have rocket motors with which to deorbit them and bring them down. But there's a lot of junk up there from before this requirement was made. There's still stuff up there from America's space program. I think Ed White's glove from Gemini is still up there. Explorer 1 is still up there. And there's a lot of stuff, and it does need to be cleaned on out. Now, I had an idea for that, and, of course, a lot of people are working on orbital trash collection. The Japanese had a test mission not too long ago where they were trailing a very long wire that they hoped would statically collect debris. Unfortunately, that broke. My idea was to fire a rocket straight up into the path of known oncoming debris and just puff out a little CO2 bubble for it to slam into, just enough to bring it down into the atmosphere. But, you know, this could be something for one of scaled composites aircraft to do. I mean, right now, they can't get into orbit. All the flights from from that are suborbital. Maybe SpaceX could look at the problem. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we've got a phone caller on the line here. Bob from behind enemy lines. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, aloha, Mike. I was going to leave you alone, but you sounded so desperate for callers, it sounded like you'd run out of a bit of news. So I might bring up this Maxine Swamp Waters. What do you think of that? Isn't that great? She's, like, sticking out her tongue, and she's, pushing cameras out of the way and inciting a riot. What do you think of it?
Well, obviously, I mean, I opened the whole show with it, and I think it was appallingly
bad behavior.
Oh, I'm sorry
I missed that part. I'm sorry I tuned in late. I didn't actually hear that part. I'll have to go back to the rehash. But, yeah, give me a Cliff Notes version.
Well, Cliff Notes version here, I mean, it was very inappropriate behavior. Members of Congress are calling for her resignation. Judicial Watch has filed an ethics complaint with the House against her. And, of course, Maxine realizes she stepped over the line. She was being interviewed on MSNBC and, resorted to crocodile tears and saying, focus on the children, focus on the children. No, the focus is on you, Maxine.
Oh, yeah, no, wasn't that that was a precious backpedal, didn't you? Oh, we all loved that, didn't we? These Democrats are winning the Republicans' election for them as we speak. You just get to see it here every day. It's almost laughable. I love this.
Yeah, it's actually true. I mean, the optics on this are so bad, and we're now getting, I think it was Splinter.com, which is owned by Univision. One of their articles was actually out there calling for domestic terrorism by the anti-Trump people. Yeah, and yeah, so we're talking about edging up to actual violence here. Apparently, there was a report that one of the officials at Department of Homeland Security found a burned, decapitated animal carcass on the porch of his home. So, this is
Person that needs prescribed medication, right? I'm saying that in satire. That's probably what caused it.
I don't think
man.
So.
I'm sorry, Mike. There was pardon my sense of humor. You know, as always, I really appreciate 96% of everything you give me, and I'll let you go today. But it sounded like you wanted somebody to talk to, so I figured I'd go in and throw my opinion at everybody.
Yeah, I had very few phone calls today. I figure everybody's out at the beach and everything, and on a slow news day, that's the problem. There's only so much to talk about. So anyway,
well,
thanks an awful lot for the
phone
call.
I'll do everything I can to help. I'm sorry I'm such a newbie with the call list. You know, I'll try to get this together, but I do appreciate you, and I'm glad to help you, you know, spend a few minutes of your time looking at this religious laughter we should all be just unhinging about right now. It's just great.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. It's an ugly situation. Maxine is just the prominent face of it, but we've been seeing this hysterical borderline violence coming from the liberal Democrats ever since Queen Hillary lost the election. All right, so people are already weighing in on the Supreme Court decision that came out earlier today, 5-4, upholding Trump's travel ban. And the Anti-Defamation League has come out and saying, we're outraged. We're outraged by this Supreme Court decision. And considering what Israel is doing in Gaza, it's a little hypocritical. It is a little hypocritical because obviously Israel bans travel from Gaza, you know, but when Trump bans travel from certain other countries, it's an outrage. It's an outrage to you here. Apparently, something like 17 states have filed lawsuits against Trump over the separation of children from their parents at the border. And the lawsuits are not going to go anywhere because it will be pointed out that this policy goes back to the Clinton years. But it's another way of trying to keep this issue in the media so the media is not paying attention to the fallout from the Inspector General's report. We're being conditized all over again. Now, the states are claiming that the separation of children from the families is limiting the state's ability to protect these children from abuse. Well, if you take a look at the photos that were being wagged all over the corporate media about how these children were being treated, clearly the states failed to curb the abuse. It's just another way of keeping this issue alive. They don't want you looking at the Inspector General's report. Now, interestingly enough, over in Europe, at the European Court of Human Rights, they have received about 60 applications from people living in Crimea who declare themselves citizens of the Russian Federation, and the ECHR accepted the applications, meaning that it looks like Europe is getting ready to say, yes, Crimea is, in fact, Russian, which will not make them any friends over here in the United States. And remember, the law under which Crimea was transferred to Ukraine, it was actually illegal under Soviet law at the time. So they've righted the wrong. Florida is announcing that they're going to start scanning every international traveler's face. And basically, they say this is going to shorten the long lines at airline gates, improving security, and meeting an almost 15-year-old mandate from Congress. Now, Orlando International will be the first airport in the country to screen every international passenger using facial recognition technology. And CBP has been running biometric pilots, including facial recognition, at 13 airports across the country. But Orlando will be the first to use the system on all travelers. Now, this all goes back to 2004 when the Congress charged Customs and Border Protection with finding a way to apply biometric screening of all border crossings, including land, air, and sea. The agency has struggled to comply, citing difficulties with finding the right technology to improve security without adding significant delays, which means they haven't solved the false positive problem, which is a problem. And can you imagine the mess that's going to result when people who are coming on in with their proper passports and everything, and the electronic system confuses them for somebody else? The lines will get longer. All right, let's take a phone call. Ken in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I'd like to talk again about Joshua Tree for a moment. Rand Paul several years ago had asked where all these agencies got the authority to arm themselves. Did he not?
Yes, he did.
And I guess nothing was ever done about it. And the other question is, if this was a night attack, I am sure that they had the best night vision that money could buy. And you mean to tell me they couldn't see that they were not brandishing weapons?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. These BLM agents, it was 11 o'clock at night. I don't know what the moonlight condition was, but if they had third generation night vision equipment, they would have been able to see these people perfectly clear.
Yes, and I'll bet they did. And if they could ever get them in court, I would like to make one of. If it were me, I would like to make a demand that says they must disarm themselves as part of the settlement.
Well, again, Rand Paul raised an issue. When did these agencies get the authority to be carrying arms and using them on the American people? Now, I know with the BATF, their charter was actually changed to make them a law enforcement. But we've seen agencies like the Forestry Service, and they're getting all this military-style weaponry and probably too little training on the safe handling of it, which may account for what happened at Joshua Tree. They just gave these BLM bozos guns, and they said they overreacted. They heard the vehicle coming on and said, we're under attack here.
You raised a very good question about what could be restricted.
Yeah, that's exactly it. First, you know, what's the BLM doing there at 11 o'clock at night?
Well, last thing I'd like to say is so much for... We'll call her the new version of Mad Max. Maxine Waters.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go, and we're going to go to... before we take this next phone call, this is following on my thing about the facial recognition. These automated systems, they're not perfect. They make mistakes. And a former head of NATO was denied electronic authorization to enter the United States because he once visited Iran. But he was there for the negotiations for the now defunct 2015 nuclear deal. And the computer said, been to Iran, he's banned. Former head of NATO. Okay, let's take a phone call from Mateus in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's kind of dangerous handing over too much authority to computers. New World Order crazy agenda to just hand over more and more, including hunt and kill authority to the military robots and self-driving cars and all that, the law enforcement, and it's just insane. Three things, globalist comment. So the New World Order folks, as you pointed out, are anti-culture, because, like you said, that people that are strongly educated and rooted in their background are more likely to resist an invasion because they have something to hold on to, whereas if we all forgot where we are and who we are and where we came from, we're not going to fight so hard if they just drop all the borders and mix us all up, make us brown and poor, which is what they're trying to do before they kill us off and replace us with robots. China has been kind of selected as, like, to some degree by the globalists, the New World Order people, in certain ways. Like, their success is being promoted. A lot of, like, tax incentives and legislation that encouraged industry to move over to China, and now we're allowing them to take over the Hollywood buy up and put proper Chinese propaganda into the movies and everything. You got to understand, I'm coming from Vancouver, Canada, where it's like a 50% Chinese population, so it's really obvious right here. And it's basically just like a slow motion takeover. And so that wouldn't be really a problem. Like if back in the Greek, if a Greek, Alexander the Great or Caesar was invading, at least he's bringing culture, bringing art, bringing science.
Excuse me. Okay, Caesar was Roman, not Greek. Alexander was Macedonian.
Ooh, good one. Bad one on me. So if either of those two parties were conquering you, it was horrible, but at least a few generations later, when everything settled down, at least they brought some culture and some art and some science and some philosophy and all that.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it's no fault of the Chinese, so it's not an insult, but unfortunately, they have this tragic event in history when Mao surgically removed a lot of the culture and the art, and by literally, Mao literally murdering people that were artists and that were
China's recovered from that. China's recovered a great deal from that, and they've sent out archaeologists to find things that Mao missed, and they've trained a new generation of artists. The Chinese culture is in good shape.
Didn't Mao kind of kill off the upper class to a large degree and left kind of like the less educated kind of lower class?
And I think you're confusing with Pol Pot down in Cambodia, who killed off the educated class.
Oh, I think you're right. Oh, okay. So let me just get this straight once and for all. Did China have a purge of killing people wearing glasses and artists and intellectuals back with Mao? Did that happen?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, it was called the Cultural Revolution, some people were thrown in prison for politically incorrect ideas. And you're right that there was a lot of book burning that was going on, and they went to great lengths, of course, to erase the common memory of the Imperial Chinese court. But on the other hand, they could have burned down Forbidden City and did not. So Mao was preserving that part of their history and their culture.
It just seems like if you would have went to China, let's say 100 years ago, it seems like it would have been this really kind of rich cultural experience. It's very interesting. And it seems like if you went now, it seems like that's been removed to some degree. And that seems to be something...
Well, it depends on where you go. It depends on where you go. Obviously, Shanghai and Macau are very modern urban cities. They're quite beautiful. If you want to see the older Chinese culture, there are definitely areas that you could go to, including Beijing and Forbidden City. They've got the world's largest movie studio there as well. They actually built an entire copy of Forbidden City. If you've ever seen a movie that takes place at Forbidden City, they're not shooting it in the Forbidden City. They're shooting it at this copy. This studio is owned by this Chinese billionaire who loves movies, and he runs this studio just because he wants to be part of the movies, and it's just huge. But they do have a culture. They're searching for their roots. They're bringing back the stories of Admiral Zheng He and how he was sailing all over the world's oceans long before Columbus was. And it was quite amazing. Some of the ships they developed, they came up with watertight compartments, appear to be the first ones that did that. There's a great deal to China. If you
I'm just
go
not
over
seeing
and visit.
The culture coming here. Like the only culture here is to just drive a fancy car and to cut down trees.
You should come here to Hawaii because there's a lot of Chinese influence in our local culture and art as well. Now, it may be because the Chinese have been coming here for a lot longer than other parts on the U.S. mainland, because the importation of Chinese labor to basically work on the plantations goes back to, after the Great Plagues and the exodus of the Hawaiians to see the rest of the world. So that one of the reasons we're pan-racial is that workers were imported from all these different areas around the Pacific, China, Japan, Korea, and brought them all together. And they did bring their culture with them. And you can see it pretty much all over, especially Honolulu.
Okay, well, I'll just wrap that theory up then. If there's any truth to there being something missing of the culture that's being exported that would be in line with the globalist agenda of the open borders, forget your history, forget your heritage. There's something about the Chinese current communist model that seems to be appealing and seems to be promoted.
Understand, China's not interested in being part of the New World Order. They've been around in one form or another for 2,000 years. They're not ready to give up their independence. Neither is Russia. Anyway, listen, we're coming up on another commercial break. Mateus, I got to let you go here. And we got a couple more stories to get us out of the show after we come on back from these words. So stay tuned. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, and getting on back to the issue of global warming. Back in 2013, scientists announced they'd found the lowest temperature on Earth's surface in what's called the supercold area of Antarctica's ice sheet. which Al Gore tells us is warming. And that temperature was minus 135 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, the record did not stand for long because they've just discovered it's gotten colder, and it's now at minus 148 degrees Fahrenheit. Gosh darn, that human-caused global warming. Now, researchers have worked out a way where they can use the battery in your smartphone to reveal what you type or even possibly read on the phone. And to do this, they implanted a microcontroller into a phone's battery to record power flowing both in and out of the device. Then they used an AI to match power flows with specific key strokes. The technique could allow hackers to record your passwords as well as monitor your most visited websites. And the attack requires the smartphone to be in use and powered by the battery rather than on charge. Well, this is not really going to be much of an issue for iPhone users, obviously, because our phones come with the battery inside and there's no way to change it without taking it back to Apple. For Android devices with replaceable batteries, yeah, that could be a bit of a problem. But I think what we're dealing with here, like the immigration, is that we're not addressing the actual core problem, which is a violation of law and enforcement. Now, earlier I was talking about these NSA towers in eight American cities. If anybody should be in a position to discover the cyber criminals and the hackers, the black hat hackers, it should be the NSA, which means either the NSA is complicit with all the cybercrime that's going on, had to pay for those buildings somehow, or they're really incompetent and they're just raking in the dough with this claim that they can see and hear everything, but they're not really doing it. Apparently, on Nintendo Switch, there's a game, Super Mario Odyssey, and hackers have found a way to drop pornographic images into this game, which is supposed to be a family game. And experts believe the hackers have gained access to a piece of software used by the creators of the game, which has unlocked options that are usually hidden from public view. And they've used this tool to override the cartoon avatars that normally appear on the balloons and instead insert porn. Now, not seeing a way to actually make money on any of this, this is clearly malice. Meanwhile, there's a new startup which is looking at a whole new approach to fusion energy involving a deuterium beam fired at a tritium target, which gets away from needing to super compress the fusing material in powerful magnets like the tokamak, or superheating them with lasers. And they're thinking this could actually be working in the very, very near future. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please take what you learn here and share it with everybody, especially what Maxine Waters did and about all these hyper hysterical, potentially violent liberal Democrats that are out there. So have yourself a good evening. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. We'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.